Hello, everyone. It's almost Mother's Day, and I'm sitting here with my producer, John Iannuzzi, and we're going to talk about Mother's Day. It's celebrated in many countries around the world. Some celebrate on different days during the year, but it's a time to honor the mama. However you celebrate, it's all about moms, because we do so much. Dads do too, but for some reason, moms are always there to, you know, make the food, help an ouchie, whatever it is. And this year I was thinking that I wanted to talk about some of our female guests that we've had on the show.
Because, oh, that's a good idea.
Yeah. Hey, John. So, they're just, you know, everyone's busy, and, you know, there's some moms who are, they're just making it happen. And I especially love the ones who also help kids, because it's really, really important. So Chef Lorena Garcia, she's such an amazing human being in general, a fabulous chef, has a great Instagram. And she also has a program called Big Chef, Little Chef, which helps kids and parents learn how to cook healthy meals and kind of take the fear out of cooking and get back to family meals. It's important.
I'm remembering, was it Life Raft?
Yes. Oh my gosh.
Her sons helped, I think.
Oh yeah. Oh my gosh. I've given Life Raft treats as gifts. It's exquisite ice cream like you've never had before. She's an accomplished award-winning pastry chef, and Cynthia Wong, she's incredible.
Was she on your list?
Yes. You know what?
I added her.
You did.
I guess go through the list, and then I just want to know, what is it like having us in your kitchen? Right? I mean,
I only ran back from the most recent. Well, Lorena Garcia comes to mind just because of her incredible work with kids as well. But I have Claudia Romo Edelman, and I loved how she talked about family, the Sotol show. I loved how that really brought up so much for her, the heritage food, and she's a mama. Katie Chin has her kids, Elizabeth Blau. See Catherine Boulou, who is extremely busy and has her little ones as well. Rita Jamé, Monica Arora, Angela Baldanza, Mary Giuliani.
I was just going to say, I follow Mary on social media.
Mary's a riot, and her little girl is so cute. See Shabnam Russo. She works for lots of charities, but one with kids. I mean, I think she stuffs.
Follow her too.
Backpacks. Yeah, she's just an amazing human being. Gorgeous little kids.
And boy, I've met a lot of people through your show.
Yeah, you have. It's fun. I know. I look on Instagram. I see you following them.
So seriously, as a mom and someone who is masterful in the kitchen, is there anything that sends a shiver down your spine more than when my daughter says to me, I want to help. Those are some scary words.
They can be. I mean, sometimes I actually want the help. Like, ironically, my younger son, Nicholas, is always in the kitchen. He'll say, oh, no, I'll do it. And if I have to do something, if I've got a Zoom call or I have to go out, he'll jump in and make dinner for his older brother and himself.
That's a help.
It's a huge help. So sometimes I want it. I have to be honest and even sometimes now he'll say, well, I just want to experiment with these spices. And I'm thinking, is he going to like it? Is this, but at the end of the day, I let him do it because it's his own creative expression. And as I've recently been reading, that food is a form of self-care. So yeah, obviously it's a very creative process, and to nourish your body, really nourishing the food and the body and mind with food, I think it's a great start. So
we were talking off air about meditation. There's a handful of things that you're starting at a deficit if you don't afford yourself each day. And I guess a good meal is certainly one of them.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Well, I do start most of my days with meditation as well. And that's one of the things I think that we moms need to do more of is really just celebrating ourselves and putting ourselves first, because you can't be, you're a better mom if you take care of yourself. I think, you know, the days when we're like, oh my gosh, you've just done everything.
Big responsibility.
Everywhere. And it goes for dads too, of course, but we're talking about Mother's Day. But it's true, you have to put yourself first. And I think, you know, doing something like meditation, even if it's 5 minutes every morning, just get into a good headspace, and then making a healthy breakfast or a lunch, dinner. I mean, to me, it's, I really look forward to the weekends when things kind of slow down and I'm able to.
And you guys are all together.
Yes. I'm with my boys and I really look forward to that. Or if it's, we go, usually I prefer to have people over because I love, to me, food is love and cooking for people and bringing them all together. And to me, that's the best case scenario. Or even going out to lunch and having a long lunch, though, not just like, okay, in and out, now we've got this practice, which is tough, but it's worth
it. See, but I can make a judgment about you just by what you just said, which is that your house is clean. Because we have this thing where we want people to come over, but then we're like, oh no, we have to put a, mostly toys. My daughter is 5.
Yes.
So really our house is just a warehouse for toys.
Yeah.
Well, and we arts and crafts stuff.
Socks.
Socks? Okay. Well, yeah, because your boys are a little older.
Socks.
Sports equipment, hockey stick.
Oh, there's, you know, shorts. Those shorts didn't have, you know, I'm like, why are those shorts off now? And he's wearing another pair
home.
Of shorts. Because he's home, because those have pockets, those don't. Yeah. So, well, there's drawers and there's closets.
Can I ask you, what as a mom, and I guess a daughter too, What do moms really want for Mother's Day?
They want, you know, I've done research in the past, and I think...
What do you want?
You know, what I want? I'd love to go to a spa for the day. That's not happening. But I would love that. I'd love to get a massage. I'd love, you know, again, the self-care, because it's something where I can be completely relaxed and just not have to do something for someone else in that moment. But short of that, I am spending the day with my boys and some really close friends. So that to me is amazing. But most moms, if you look at statistics, they want the jewelry, the cars, the flowers, some sort of gift. Right, this year it's all about the classics. I guess there's, I did do a little research.
I was just going to ask, please.
It's on my sheet. You can see it. We're going to spend $33.5 billion this year, which is the second highest spending. Last year was the highest. I mean, I can imagine.
On Mother's Day.
Yes, on Mother's Day.
So only superseded by, again, Mother's Day.
Right, right. I mean, and it is. It's the flowers, jewelry, spa services, lunch, dinner. People want experiences once again. And then there's something new, the impressive getaways to exotic locales where, you know, I always hear about the dads on Father's Day going golfing.
You do?
Or, no, but not going away. Well, they do their guys' trips sometimes, but they go away. They play golf for the day where, like, moms aren't going to go do that necessarily. It's like, oh, let's all go to brunch, but you're still with your kids. So, I mean, I love my kids, but it's just a different setup.
And age, I think, makes a difference too.
Definitely.
I will. And what are the expectations? How about this for husbands?
Husbands on,
like, what is the expectation? Yeah, for me, what am I expected to? And I'm still fortunate enough to have a mom.
Yes.
What do I have to do? What should I do? What should I be doing for her? What should I be doing for my wife? What should I be doing?
You should definitely be getting cards. Probably some flowers, maybe a thoughtful gift. Have your daughter, you know, write. I had my boys get cards and write to for my mom. And because it's meaningful. And put something, they wrote nice little messages. I took a peek. Something like that. I actually always preferred the ones that were homemade, but that wasn't happening. But your daughter, I know, is creative and something like that. And then,
birdhouses. We've been doing birdhouses.
See, that's
awesome.
A great gift. I mean,
messy.
Yeah.
Because there's glitter involved. But
oh, yeah.
In the end, the product.
It's great. Yeah. No, and those are great gifts that, like, grandmothers love because, and moms too. I mean, honestly, I have lots of projects coming home. Not as much anymore because they're a little bit older, but they're useful. And I look out and I see the birdhouse and the bird feeder, and it's great.
Do you have another item that you wanted to get to? But I certainly have more I'd like to ask you.
Well, ask me.
You have your thumb on the pulse of the restaurants in the area. And this is arguably maybe one of the biggest weekends, certainly for brunch type setups, right?
Oh, absolutely. Yes.
Talk to us about the stress that they must be feeling heading into this. What is the expectation on them?
Well,
that 11 o'clock seating on Mother's Day.
Yeah, that's got to be really tough because if you have, I imagine they have a few seatings for brunch, lunch, that's got to be tough to deliver, you know, an amazing, it's like another holiday, I guess. It's, you know, that's got to be really tough is all I can say, and making sure that the food is
the staffing for that.
Yeah.
These are people who aren't going to get to hang with their moms.
That's right.
Or moms who aren't going to get to, you know, spend their day with their kids.
That's true.
So please treat them well.
That's right. There's, you know, I've been to a restaurant in town here, and the hospitality.
New Canaan, Connecticut, yes. For our listeners. That's worldwide. Right.
New Canaan. And that we did have Z Hospitality, Ramsey Zaka, on
as
our
guest.
Show as a guest. And his son, Adam, I believe Adam Zaka, has just opened a restaurant, Blackbird, and it's unbelievable. It is
great name.
So good. Yes, everyone's raving about it. But the most important thing to me is the hospitality. I mean, the food, of course, as well. It kind of goes hand in hand. But they've just got the golden touch when it comes to hospitality. It's pretty remarkable. And that is where I had dinner with, I guess, last Friday with a friend, a new friend, and the waitress was chiming in. We'd say, well, which do you recommend, this or that, or which drink should we get? And she's like, oh, definitely that. And they have some interesting names for drinks. So it was funny, and she was laughing with us, and it made the whole experience. It was really fun. So I think in situations like that with restaurants, really leaning into that idea of hospitality and just making sure that, you know who's being celebrated that day. So make sure they're happy and looked after.
And what are the staples on a menu for a Mother's Day brunch? What are you expecting to see?
Oh, gosh. I mean, I love like an Eggs Benedict. I love something like that. Like, you know, I think it's a time to also kind of indulge and, you know.
Hollandaise.
Absolutely. Yeah, it's good. I think it kind of runs the gamut. It depends if it's lunch or brunch, something like that. Eggs, or maybe you're going seafood. Maybe there's some, I don't know if stone crab claws are in season. I think they are. Maybe it's a little far north, but other people around the country, I think they are. Maybe not, but there's lots of ideas.
I feel like really from Easter on now, we're kind of in brunch territory, right?
Mm-hmm. Yes. Yeah.
We've had some really nice weather in the Northeast.
We have. I know.
I'm not sure about
Sunday, but yeah. It's a good time to go indoors and eat and spend time with your family.
So I guess what if we want to do something special at home? Tips for doing it at home?
Oh, I would absolutely pick your mom's or the person in your life that you're celebrating their favorite meal and plan ahead. Let them just relax, enjoy, and just try to make it as stress-free as possible. Again, shop ahead, plan ahead, and set the table. Make it a little extra special, like put some flowers on the table, set the table, put a tablecloth, something like that. Just go that extra mile with your own hospitality.
By the way, in the UK, Mother's Day is known as Mothering Sunday and traces its origins to the fourth Sunday of Lent. So I saw that tie-in with Easter, and I sensed that there was some tie-in.
It's a different day. Some countries have it on different days, but it's the same idea.
So any other guests that we've had who might be a good idea for a gift, maybe?
A good idea for a gift. I'm looking at my list. There are a lot of books. Mary Giuliani has four books.
Funny.
Let's see who else. Monica Arora has her amazing spice blends, Mani's Foods. Those were delicious. I've used those. Claudia Roma Edelman will have her Sotol coming up in the fall. And Lorena Garcia has her books as well. So I'm looking at this list. Anna Harrington. Actually, I didn't mention Anna Harrington. She has these amazing cookies, the rounds, which are, she has some savory and some sweet, mostly savory, some sweet. And really interesting combinations. I think the recipe she gave us that day used anchovies, which sounds really strange, but it's like a shortbread cookie that's meant to be eaten as an appetizer with a glass of wine or a cocktail. And just a really special cookie. Actually, when I was over the holidays, I was in Florida and someone had sent the rounds. I noticed the box, obviously, with the sticker. And it was a great little gift because they're you know.
Just by chance?
Yeah, by chance someone had sent them to the house.
Did you say, hey, I had these folks as a guest?
I did. I did. I absolutely did because I thought those were really
special.
And
we feel a certain connection to our guests.
Absolutely.
Certain amount of pride.
I absolutely do. I'm always promoting the guests.
I like sharing them with our radio audience. By the way, on WGCH 1490, WGCH.com, every Wednesday at 9 a.m.
That's right.
That's how I listen now. I will say this. My wife travels a lot, so I get a taste of what it's like being the head of household, mm-hmm. the solo head of household. And I really do want to just tip my hat to the single moms out there because it's them, you know, the lion's share that are doing this solo. Mm-hmm. And it's just incredible. What an incredible responsibility it is. An honor. Mm-hmm. But also responsibility.
It's a lot. I wouldn't say good and bad. It's not bad. It's just like this.
The challenging
everything
and
everything okay. Yeah, it's a little challenging at moments. And, you know, the teenage son who's got his eyes closed on the way to school and like, okay, he's just tired. So, yeah. And then other times on the way home, he's chatty and the younger one can't get a word in edgewise. So, it's a little mix of everything, but I wouldn't have it any other way.
I'm always ready. You have to be ready for anything, I guess.
Oh, yes.
Literally anything. My daughter opens her mouth in the back seat, anything could be coming out.
That's right.
So.
There's some fun moments. And I remember years ago, they were rhyming and it was, you know, bat, cat, everything you could rhyme. And then we got to duck, and you can just use your
start
imagination.
Start sweating.
Oh, yeah. No, it popped out, and no one knew because they were maybe 3 and 5 or 4 and 6, and they just kept going with it.
Okay, well, how about this? My daughter's 5, and she knows. And uses it correctly, which is just wild. I have to tell her, listen, that's correct. Mm-hmm. The context you used it in, but please don't do that. Outside of this car.
Things are changing.
Karen, some really good guests, you know, in this last year, from Mother's Day last year to Mother's Day. Who do we have coming up?
Today, we've got Lorenzo Boni, who is the executive chef for Barilla Pasta. So
I mean, literally, I picture so the logo in the box soon as you say it.
I just picture my pantry.
Yeah, exactly.
It's all filled with Barilla Pasta. So we've got an amazing chef from Finland coming up. We've got some amazing guests. I mean, they all are. I keep saying that every time I'm posting on Instagram. I think, wow. Well,
the international flavor and sound of this show is unparalleled.
Yeah, the nature of it. But yeah, and our domestic chefs as well. It's just everyone's journey and mission and everyone's story. It's inspiring. I think it's inspiring to me. And we learned some great recipes.
I did just want to say, too, I mean, listen, this is probably a hard holiday for a lot of people, too.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
For people who have lost or are not fortunate enough to have the experiences that some other people have had. Mm-hmm. You know, so we think about them, too.
Yeah. Well, I actually saw emails from certain companies saying, if you want to opt out of the Mother's Day emails, let us know, which I thought was really actually, you know, because it can be really hard. So,
I mean, every day, you know, people lose people. And
right.
So we think about them, too.
Yeah. We're thinking of everyone, and happy Mother's Day to all the moms and the ones who we've lost, but they're still there with us.
I'm expecting a Father's Day show.
Okay.
I'm just putting that out there. My daughter was leaving gymnastics, and they were handing out carnations, okay, to give to mom. And I just leaned in. I said, well, what will you be giving? Cufflinks? What are we giving out for Father's Day? And they were like, get out of here.
School's over.
Yeah. Gymnastics. No, this is extracurricular.
That's
yeah.
Right.
We could do a whole other show
that. Okay.
Well, happy Mother's Day.
Thank you. Enjoy. But the mother and child reunion is only a motion away. Oh, little daughter of mine, I care for the life of